Welcome to the Daily Creed, where we help you break your limited beliefs that are holding you back from being a personal and professional success. When you master the five character traits of commitment, resilience, excellence, execution, and discipline, you will have the power to dominate your industry and live the life you desire. And now, helping you to grow in every aspect of your life, your host, J.R. Spear.
I have a special guest, Cody Watkins, who is an online trainer helping high achievers get maximum results with little to no restrictions. So, Cody, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, why don't you tell our audience a little bit more about what you do and why should we even be listening to you?
Yeah, I've been in this industry for almost two decades now. I'm like a fitness dinosaur when it comes to it. So, I started before the days of Instagram and Facebook. Started out 15, 16 years old. I think pretty typical for males, kind of skinny fat, have some man boobs, not super comfortable without your shirt on. So got really lean, figured out nutrition, got into powerlifting. Then I became a trainer, bodybuilding for 12 years. And then, you know, a few side swipes along the way, working with many, many professionals along the way, whether it's medical, business owners, et cetera. But I found over the years that most people overcomplicate what they have to do. And there's a lot simpler way to do it, right? Outside the chicken, rice, broccoli. And we tend to build up stories in our head about things that hold us back from really reaching those goals. And after I had some, you know, life catastrophes come up, I had to find ways to dance around to that and really see what it actually takes to get progress through the turmoil, right? Being able to navigate a storm. It's not about fitting a fitness program or fitting yourself to a fitness program. It's about fitting a fitness program to you. It's got to fit like a glove. It has to feel normal or you're never going to stick with it.
Yeah. I love that you said that because a lot of our audience that are listening, you know, they're high level entrepreneurs trying to just get by. Some of them are just like busy as all can be. And they don't have the time to actually devote, or they believe they convince themselves they don't have the time to actually devote themselves to actually taking care of themselves when it comes to nutrition or fitness or anything like that. So a big reason why I was excited about having you on here, and of course, my background, it comes from the fitness when I got started in entrepreneurship, but people don't really understand the real value of taking care of themselves and their body, their nutrition, and how they feel, and how that contributes to the success of their business and being an entrepreneur. So why don't we hit on that a little bit? Like, why don't you, let's first dive into a little bit about like why is it important and how, or actually, how does their fitness and health actually contribute to their sex and the success of their business? And then we'll dive in a little bit, going, you know, stemming off from that.
Yeah. Well, kind of think of it. If you think of your body like a race car, right? You wouldn't go down to the track in like a Geo Metro, right? Just lugging through just because you're doing laps. You would want the most high performance vehicle to be in. So people in business, they focus so much on business, but not enough on themselves. And if you can optimize your function, right? If you can have more energy, better memory, better cognitive function, all of that, you're going to be so much more successful in business than you are previously. And so I personally find a lot of the entrepreneurs, business owners and stuff we work with, when we increase their fitness, it translates directly over to increased business because you're just that much better at performing.
Yeah, that's really good. And what about those like entrepreneurs that are always on the go to, and they have a ton of kids? Like for me, a good example, you know, yeah. I'm running two businesses of my own. I'm partners in three other businesses, and I got four little kids under 8 years old, and trying to manage a household, a wife, and all my kids, and then building a good business. That it's tough. Yeah, it's tough, right? To always prioritize me and over everything else. What would you say to those people?
Well, first and foremost, I would say you can't pour from an empty cup. So if you're stretching yourself so thin on everyone else, you're not the best version of you for doing that. So selfish is not necessarily a bad thing if it allows you to give more to everyone else, because I know that's a lot of the holdback is mental for people. It's like, oh, I can't take away time from my kids to work out, eat right, whatever. I can't take away time from my business. But if you are a better performer, your cup is more full, you can give so much more to everyone else. So change your mindset on it first and foremost. The other thing is, if you optimize nutrition, you're going to optimize cognitive function, performance, recovery, all the things that you need to be a better performer. So think of, if you're putting a bunch of garbage in your body because you don't have time, you're so busy, et cetera, you're not performing to your best standard. You're going to feel sluggish, run down, all that. So So we really want to be the best version of ourselves. Let's put the best fuel in it. You know, there's a reason fancy cars run on premium, right? You're not going out and putting 87 octane in it, right? They're high performance vehicles. If you're a high performance person, I would expect no less. The other thing too, most people think that it takes a lot more time to get in shape, but nutrition is the biggest lever that you can pull in terms of getting results, being fit, healthy, all that. So if nutrition is our biggest lever, here's the thing. You eat 3, 4, 5, 6 meals every day. Doesn't matter what it is. What it is you maybe don't know what to do to prep healthy, or you don't have the time because you're, you know, whatever, trying to make your chicken, rice, and broccoli. So if we can come in and find, you know, pre-made healthy meals that you, that taste good, that you don't have to put any thought in, you microwave them for 2 minutes, that's going to set you up for success. Now we've optimized the nutrition for performance. So it doesn't take a lot of workouts at that point to get in ideal shape. You know, most people, 3 to 4 hours total a week, working out wise, whether it's cardio, weight training, et cetera, is going to get them at least moving the direction that they want. 168 hours in a week. So you're looking at a fraction of the time. Most of the time it's lack of a priority or knowing how to implement things efficiently to get it done in the time span you need.
Yeah. Let's dive into some hacks. And so when I'm talking about hacks, we're talking about that. We're speaking directly to those busy dads. And I'm just speaking selfishly for myself. Yeah. So for the busy dads, what are some good hacks that you would recommend? So you say 3 to 4 hours per week to be able to do, you know, take care of their fitness. Mm-hmm. And then nutrition, you mentioned like having pre-made meals and stuff like that. But what if that doesn't always, like, do you have a checklist? You have simple things. Like, how would you work with your clients to actually make sure that we're reaching the maximum results?
Well, you want to start even less than that. You want to go back to like base root. So when I think high performance people, a lot of them might be high performers sitting behind a desk. So there's not a lot of movement involved when it comes to that. So the simplest thing that you can do, and with all the smart watches, even your phone will pick up steps, watch your movement pattern, see where your steps are actually at. So if you're feeling sluggish, run down, maybe the weight's not moving and you're only getting like 3 or 4,000 steps a day, all we have to do is move a little bit more. And just for context, 2,000 steps is roughly 20 minutes of walking or activity. So the difference would be you sit to eat your lunch for 30 minutes. Okay, cool. Eat your food in 10 to 15 and then pace the office for 15.
Navigating the business world can be daunting. Welcome to the Business Leaders Network, a community of like-minded entrepreneurs ready to share invaluable experience. As a BLN member, enjoy dynamic networking opportunities with high-level entrepreneurs, learn cutting-edge strategies from industry experts, and gain a platform to showcase your business. Get started today for only $37, which is less than your daily cup of coffee. Join a community that can transform your business. Visit www.blncommunity.com to get started. Your success. Success is our mission at BLN. Let's navigate the business world together.
All of a sudden, we racked in another 1,500 to 2,000 steps. We're cranking that calorie burning. That didn't take any more of your time. Very simple to do. Probably going to give you more energy. The second one that we'll go with is actually going to be water intake. So if we're dehydrated as little as 3%, it can affect performance 10 to 20%. So even if you were going to the gym and you're kind of going up there like think of beef jerky, right? Not as pliable, not as good. We want hydrated muscle, so we're performing optimally. So if we're going up to the gym and we're dehydrated, we might think we're killing that workout, but really we're kind of going up there in like third gear. There's a whole other gear in that gearbox. Let's shift it so we can perform and get the most results out of the time span we're doing. Once we check those, then the next one I would focus on is protein. And I say this in terms of, it, don't think of it like diet, because if we simply focus on getting enough protein in, roughly 1 gram per body weight is a great metric to start with, you will automatically eat less food. Nobody starts binge eating. No one gets the munchies. No one wants to overeat when they're full. And protein has the highest rate of satiety out of all the macros. So you will be the most full by eating that. It's going to increase calorie burn 10 to 20% more than eating carbs or fat. So you're getting like Stairmaster burning calories sitting on your butt. And then you can't build muscle without it. And if we don't have that muscle, we don't have the body we want. We're not functioning. We're not strong, right? So the confidence usually goes down with it.
Yeah, that's really good. So to kind of recap, you know, increase in movement patterns. And you said 2,000 steps. That's not 2,000 steps per day. Like, well, how many steps per day do you recommend?
Addition to. So this is another one. So I don't like putting a standardization to it. When we're talking health, 8,000 to 10,000 is great for health. But here's the thing. If you come to me and you're getting 2,000 steps a day, and I go, perfect, let's get 10,000 a day. Yeah, it's easy to say, a lot harder to do, right? So it's so drastic from what you're doing, you're never going to stick with it. Versus if I'm like, hey, man, let's get 1,000 more a day. And you're like, dude, I could do more. Fantastic. Let's start with 1,000 more a day. And when you get that consistent, we'll kick it up. And you're like, okay, right? Because it's doable, right? So it's like, how do you boil a frog? You don't throw it in the boiling water. We got to crank that dial over time. So you got to play the cards from where you're at, not where you want to be. We'll work it up slowly, but you got to stack those habits. If you don't do that, the change is so drastic, you pump the brakes and you're going to quit before you start.
Yeah, I love that, because just adding simple movement throughout the day. I mean, for me, one little thing that I started doing is create, you know, got a stand-up desk. Yep. So I got a stand-up desk, so it forces me not to sit down all day, but, you know, I rotate between back and forth. I spend most of my day at the stand-up desk and be able to move. And I love, you know, especially when it's nice weather outside, I love just if I can take it a call, you know, I'm outside walking while I'm on that call. Yep. And trying to find ways just to keep my body moving so it just doesn't get stale and I don't get sluggish just sitting down all day. And that's definitely a challenge. And then water intake, you know, like, to be really honest, I love water, but it's hard to get my intake all day. So it's just like trying to get a gallon per day. Like, it doesn't sound hard, but it's hard just trying to think about that. It's like, oh crap, I got to drink more water.
Well, again, you're looking at the top of the stairs, right? You got to break it down. Yeah. Breaking down the steps, man, so much easier.
Hey, but the cool thing is, if you're drinking more water, you probably got more restroom breaks, which is going to increase your movement running back and forth, right?
100%, right? You're going to get more steps just having to pee. So it's fantastic.
There you go. And then the protein, you know, it's so true. It's like even this morning, like my breakfast, I had like 3 eggs and 4 or 5 sausages. And then I'm still full and I haven't even ate lunch or nothing like that. So I definitely am a believer when it comes to the protein, and it eliminates for me. And it's like, I find myself, the more protein I have, the less I want to snack. And the less just trying to keep that balance for it is definitely super true. So before we were jumping on the call, you were consulting with me on different supplements and magnesium and different things like that. And it was really cool to be able to hear, because I think the average person doesn't really think about that. We don't think about getting other supplements or other vitamins into our body for different reasons and really looking for it. And like one simple hack, which, you know, you mentioned like an eye twitch. And so like the eye twitch is, you know, I get that. And sometimes I feel like I'm just tired. It's like, okay, maybe I just need to go to sleep because I'm just tired.
So for your audience, right, if you're getting twitchy muscles, cramps, spasms, doctors are going to be like, your potassium's low. I don't usually see potassium being the issue for that. So, you know, sodium pumps in, potassium pumps out, calcium contracts, magnesium relaxes, right? So if we think of it like this, a cramp is like a contraction gone bad. We need to relax it. That's what magnesium does. Now, I can lightly go in the weeds on this, right? Because it goes lengthy, but there's many forms of magnesium, right? So don't just get in your car, run down to Walmart and grab it. It's not going to do squat if that's the case. Everything has a different function depending on what form it's attached to. So if you go to Walmart, you'll get a magnesium oxide, which is basically an antacid, like taking Tums. It's in Rolaids, for instance. If you get a magnesium citrate or magnesium glycinate, they're typically going to have a laxative effect. So these are great if you're someone with slower bowel movements. But if you're like normal speed on digestion, it's going to run through you like you went through the Taco Bell drive-thru, right? So you don't want to have that happen. So if you're getting the twitches, the cramps and all that, go something that's a little bit more muscle specific, which would be like a magnesium orotate or magnesium taurate. Both of those are great forms of it, muscle specific. It's going to help out with all that. There's a lot of data on this stuff too. And even if you go into like the cognitive performance, especially with business professionals, look up magnesium thionate. They have studies with this one on memory retention, cognitive improvement in Alzheimer's patients. So if it's helping Alzheimer's patients, they're on the extreme. It's probably going to work really good for someone who is not on the extreme. So there's always little hacks when it comes. And, you know, but I say just with the people I work with, about 80% of the people we work with are deficient in magnesium. So odds are, if you're human, you're probably low.
Stuck in growth and need more time to serve your clients? Let J.R. Spear and his Creed Consulting team help. We offer a full done-for-you service, strategizing and building your program to scale fast. From video shoots to web design and automation, we've got you covered. Our expertise gives you more time to deliver the quality your clients deserve. Ready to build faster and serve better? Call us today at 314-221-9216 and let's kickstart your coaching program and build the quality of product your clients deserve.
Yeah, I love that. Cool. So we talked more about, or so far we talked a lot about like why taking care of our body is important. Now I want to dive into you and your business. Yeah. And you as an online coach, I mean, you started in about 2008, you know, as a a skinny fat type professional and you're like, okay, I want to help, you know, get into how to take care of your body and then helping other people. So give us some, like where are you currently at your business and what have you found that works when it comes to your success and growth? Cause we, you know, we do have a lot of personal trainers that follow me and that listen to our show and, you know, always looking for those little nuggets that other people are doing to help them, you know, one, get more leads and two, get more sales. So for the business, and let's kind of go through your processes and what you're doing to help you get more high paying clients.
Yeah. So if you're someone in the fitness industry, you're probably excelling at the performance in the fitness industry. Where you lack is that business mindset, right? You don't know what you don't know. So like with you get a new client, you're teaching them how to squat properly, bench properly, whatever you're doing. Cool. You need someone to do that for you in the world of business. So many, many years, I was, you know, 200, 240 hours a week, in-person training, online coaching, et cetera. Very, very busy. I did that for 14, 15 years straight. And now I hire a business coach, Tanner Chidster, right? We plug him in. Coach, right? Like no shame there. But I was blown away with what I didn't know because I came to it. And if you're anything like me starting out, I was kind of cocky and arrogant, right? I'm a big bodybuilder guy. I'm not going to listen to anyone that's not in shape telling me how to run a business. Well, they know how to run a business, right? There's guys making multiple millions, even billions that are like, they don't even work out. So they're not the same thing. So for one, drop the ego. You don't know what you don't know. The reason there's more high performing people out there is because they're better. So as soon as you look at it through a different lens, now you can reach out and learn things from them to optimize that. The second thing, it's all in the structure. So you have to have the business systems dialed in. I don't care how good you are at training. If you're not making enough revenue to provide a good service, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So I think it's something that a lot of trainers do starting out. They charge too little. You're like, oh, I'm doing a favor to my client. And you will get a lower caliber customer and you will have more money and less headaches if you just charge more. It is the weirdest thing. It makes no sense on paper. But if you did one thing, and then granted, you have to be good at what you're doing too, right? So that prereq to that. But if you crank that price knob up on your service, you will have a much more plentiful life. You will not have as many people to deal with, and you will be able to give them a higher level value and service than you could ever imagine. Because now you can actually invest the time to them rather than playing like the McDonald's model. You're playing the Michael Jordan Steakhouse, right? You can be either one, but nobody goes to McDonald's for the best burgers, right? And so depending on what you value yourself and your service at, price it accordingly, and you will attract the people you need to.
Yeah, no, it's so funny you mentioned the pricing because, you know, one of my businesses, the Business Leaders Network. And when I first launched that, you know, I had it set at a certain price. It was like around $97 a month. We're just an online community, networking community, stuff like that. And what I found was it was attracting the wrong people into the community that I didn't really see would be the best fit long term of what I wanted to attract. And so I slowly started increasing the rate. And just by increasing the rate of where we're at, it's like the different types of building, like we're not the, I actually think we're super cheap for what we're even offering. It's only like at this time, it's only like $250 a month to be part of our community. But it is attracting a completely different demographic, different types of people with that think differently, act differently. And our whole mission at BLN is to build a community of emotionally servant leaders, emotionally intelligent servant leaders. And so we're finding that those people, first off, they have the same mindset as like only $250 a month. That ain't that much. Which is a completely different type of person versus the newbie that's struggling the day to day, and not saying there's anything wrong with it, but you're right. Just your price is going to be, you know, there's a correlation or something between the price that you sell and the people that you want into your community. And the people that really want to take it seriously is they're going to pay for what they see the value and what they're going to get.
Well, you've been at this a while too. So you'll see it. Like say you put that 97 product back out. The person that signs up for that's like, JR, what do I get for this $97?
Oh, yeah.
Can you put it down for me? I want an itemized list of everything. Are you going to call me weekly? Are we going to chat daily? And the person who's paying more, they're like, hey, man, here's my card.
Yeah, and so they don't even ask.
No, it's like, here you go, man. Where do I plug my pay in? And so the thing is, from that level, think of the level you can provide to that person if you're not babysitting all that other stuff that comes with like the lower tier mindset. That typically comes with the lower price stuff. So if you're good at what you're doing, right? I'm not saying ramp your price if you're terrible. First, get good and then crank the price knob to justify the value because there's people out there that are probably way worse than you charging way more.
So
if you look at it like that, it's not hard to crank that price a little bit. And trust me, when I first did it, I was terrified. It wasn't something I wanted to do. They're like, you know, that's where coaching came in, because I never would have cranked that knob if somebody said, didn't tell me it would work. Because my first thought was, there's no way, right? That no one will pay this. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I just made what I used to in a month and it's the first week. Okay, I guess there's something to this. It's working. And it's a whole different shift, guys. So the first sales, all that stuff, it'll be rough. And once you get that momentum in there, great, cool. And then pick people who are being successful versus people that are faking successful. So in the world of social media, there is a lot of not successful people that you would look at and think, wow, they're killing it. They're crushing it. And maybe they're nowhere near that level. I've seen people that I know personally, you know, 300,000 to 500,000 followers on Instagram, and they maybe are making 5,000 to 6,000 a month. So like, even though they look like they would be some fitness professional, not saying that's bad money, but I'm sure it's not the level that your viewers are trying to aspire to be. And so with that being said, pick the people that actually deliver on what they're saying, so that you actually have factual data, right? Not people just, if you ask your parents, your aunts and uncles, how do you get rich? They'll tell you how to get rich all day, but they're broke as a joke when it comes to it. So if you're looking to be successful, emulate the hell out of the people who are actually doing it, not the people who are talking about doing it.
Yeah, I grew up in the martial arts, and you know, it's a crazy industry. And I even from a young kid, I recognize this. I mean, I started when I was 3, been teaching since I was about 10. And I always told my students or my peers or whoever, I said, never take advice from a fat black belt. It's like, okay, if they're a black belt, first off, to me, a black belt doesn't mean I just paid you money and I got my belt, which unfortunately, that's the industry nowadays.
Yep.
But to me, a black belt is something that you actually had to earn. And it took me, you know, I was starting when I was 3. I got my first degree black belt when I was like 14.
Yep.
But now you're seeing 6 years old. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, but you'll see 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds running around with black belts. And to me, a black belt means character, discipline. And if you're seeing a fat black belt, well, does that really tell you that they're a very disciplined?
They kind of lack the discipline. Yeah.
So it's the same thing. I mean, that correlates to your finances, your health, business. I mean, I'm not going to take health advice from someone that's not healthy himself. I'm not going to take finance advice from someone who's broke. I'm not going to take business advice from someone who's barely getting by. I mean, yes, the argument that a lot of people are probably going to say and question when they're listening is like, well, a lot of professors, they're teaching this and they might be really smart at what they do. They just haven't been able to implement themselves. And I said, well, that's a problem. I don't want to learn from a professor that's never done it before. I don't want to learn from a teacher.
How well do you know that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not even just about the implementation. It's, are they going to be able to help you get through the failures and the struggles that you go through if they've never gone through any struggles themselves? That's the key.
The thing about business is kind of a hard teacher, because you get the test first and the lesson later. You know, in school, you're over there getting the lesson, taking the test, but it doesn't tell you how to navigate the storm. And a lot of businesses fail. And what is going to make your business not fail versus a business that is successful? You have to be able to navigate the turmoil, because I mean, you own multiple companies. How many times is just you kicking back? You know, your little martini in hand on the beach watching the money roll in. There's always a problem to solve.
Ready to elevate your coaching business and make a profound impact? Discover your roadmap in J.R. Spear's book, The Success Guide to Building Your Coaching Empire. Immerse in wisdom earned through years of successful coaching, presenting a strategic battle plan to navigate challenges and seize opportunities. Don't just survive, but thrive in your industry. Get your copy at www.jrspear.com today. Let this guide be your companion in your journey to a powerful coaching empire. Transform your business and make a bigger impact now.
Like if everything's going good, I'm questioning like, okay, what's going to break next? It's not a matter of, okay, cool, I'm going to kick back. It's always aspiring to be better, right? It's the mindset you have to go into this stuff with. I think that goes for any of this. A lot of the mindset nowadays is I want to do the least for the most. And I'm not saying that's bad, but you guys got to pay your dues. You know, like I had 12 to 14 years of in-person training, 200 to 240 hours a month, doing online coaching with clients all over the globe. On top of that, there was no off switch. There was no like Saturday, I got a weekend off. So when I get into the online space and revenue shoots through the roof, we're like, wow, must be nice. But I had been building this for 10 years, 12 years, 13 years in the background with all the work I put in. I mean, the amount of stuff I learned just working with that many, I've worked with, you know, well over 2,000 people myself. You work with that many bodies and you learn a lot of stuff that NASM, ACE, ISSA, all these BS certifications would never be able to teach you.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's so true. You know, I always tell everyone that I come across with is like, you know, the reason why you're not where you're at is because you're not fully committing and you're not willing to sacrifice. And because anytime you want to build a business, everyone loves the idea of entrepreneurship because they want to create their own schedules, have, you know, travel when they want to travel and do all these beautiful things, but you got to earn that. Like you could go do that, but then are you able to afford it? Like you're creating this lifestyle that you want, but you're putting yourself in more debt because you're not willing to actually put in the reps to do the work. The other thing too, is like every client that I ever bring on as a coaching client, I always start with three main things. And one is their belief. Like we're talking about pricing and what we're at, which sounds like is where you're at and what Tanner had to work with you on, was we have to believe that we are worth more than where we're currently at. Because more than likely, we could talk to anyone and we can almost double what they're currently charging and what they're doing. And it sounds scary, but it should be scary. But like you, it was scary the first time. But once you made that first sale, it's like, wow, I just gave that away so cheap. I need to sell more. Yeah. I need to increase the rates. And
that's you just crank that dial.
Yeah, because you keep your value and what your belief for your worth keeps increasing. So that's the first thing I always try to work with people on, is like their belief. And the second thing is always their offer. So once you gain the belief, we got to fix the offer to match that belief, because majority of the time people aren't where they're at because they don't believe that they're worth more than where they're at. And two, their offers suck. They just don't have the right offer that gives enough value. And I love what you said, is like, you got to get good first before you can get out there and do it. And like, and that holds so much truth, because a lot of people that may be really great at sales. And here's a good point is, and I was in this boat, you know, and I hate even sharing it, but years ago, I was completely in growth mode in what I do. I mean, I had more than 100 to probably close to 200 clients on at one time and making ridiculous amount of money. But what I didn't do is take care of my clients to the full potential that they deserved. And I was just going out there and selling. I was like, okay, get the next sale. And the issue that I was struggling with internally was I was signing up clients that I didn't want to be on a call with. And so whenever I would get them on and it was time to jump on a call with them one-on-one, I was stressed. I would get anxiety. I'm like, man, I really don't want to be on this call with them. I know they're not even doing the work that I told them the first time, and I'm stressed. And so it's like, it's not just about being good at where you're at, but it's also making sure that you are serving the right audience what you do and making sure you can deliver. And that boils down to going back to the offers and belief, because, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, you can make a lot of money, but you don't need a lot of clients to get to where you want to go. So, because you change the offers to match your belief, to match your worth. And then instead of needing 100 clients to get to your goal, you can have 10 clients that could be past that goal of what you even wanted to do. So would you rather have
a level of service? You can give them such a higher caliber of service when you have less of them. You start stretching it too thin. Like you said, you almost feel like you're living imposter syndrome. It's like, you're like, I'm selling all this, but you know, I'm just focused on this. I'm not excited to have them here. And there's always going to be people you can't win, right? Like that's just the nature of the beast. But the thing is, and I think this is another area where people could improve, is asking your actual customers for feedback. Because like you said, when you had that going on, you were probably starting to lose a little bit of money on the backside on the returns, because maybe they weren't re-upping, maybe they didn't want to continue in a program because they could see that value diminish at a certain point, right? Because you weren't as invested. And so always get feedback from the people. Like if they're the ones in the program, like, hey, what are your three best things you like about this? What are the three worst things? Hey, no, gloves off. Nothing's going to hurt my feelings. And then you don't attack them when they give you feedback. You say, great, take it to the drawing board and see if it's something you can implement at work. Or maybe it was just Joe over here had that one weird thought. It's not going to work for your community as a whole. Cool, we'll check that box off.
Yeah, what I want to tag onto it as well is it's much easier to keep clients than it is to keep finding new clients. And if you keep signing up new clients that are going out there, you're going to be in this hamster wheel. It's like, all right, I got to find a new client. And then how do I sell them? How do I do this? How do I do that? And then you're always in the circle because you can't deliver what you say you're going to deliver. You're not helping people get the results that you promised they're going to give them. And so they just leave. And so when you're in that hamster wheel, that's a really tough place to be when it comes to running your business. But if you have clients that are paying you more, they're getting great ROI, great service and everything else, do you not think that they're going to want to stay with you? And therefore, you're not having to be on this hamster wheel going out there and constantly finding new clients. Have a handful of clients that are willing to pay you what you're worth, and then or what you feel that you deserve and what you want to get paid, and then just serve them. Serve them to the fullest capacity.
On that one too, if you already have said group of people doing amazing in your program, do you think they wouldn't want to mention that to some people? So I think one of the other biggest mistakes people make is they don't ask. Like, yeah, John isn't going to send you a referral just because he, whatever, lost weight, made more money, he's more successful in business, whatever you coach on. He will, though, if you go, hey, John, you're killing it, man. You're down 25 pounds, man, looking amazing, abs coming in. Do you have anyone else that in your group that you feel could benefit from this? You think John's going to go, dude, you're just trying to sell my friends. I don't want them getting in shape. He's going to go, actually, Steve, Joe, and blah, blah, blah. And he'll give you some names. Now you have new contacts to reach out from. Maybe he'll refer, you know, a cousin, uncle, wife, friend, whatever you do, and bring more people in. So those people that you're doing the best with, don't hesitate to ask if there's anyone else that you can serve. They already know you're legit. You don't have to pitch the sale as much on those people. And if they have people in their circle, network out, because it's a lot cheaper to get a referral in than it is, you know, look at your cost per acquisition, look what it costs you to actually attain a client. And you can find those a lot cheaper from people already within your own program.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, taking care of your clients and then ask for referrals is like, no one's going to talk to you about something that they don't like. It's like, you know, if you saw a movie, are you really going to tell people, well, I guess that's not true. People will talk about you if they don't like you, because they'll talk about the things that they don't enjoy, the things that they didn't like, and things like that. So it can backfire. So, but people are going to be bigger raving fans, yeah, and tell more people about the services that you like. Dude, this was a really cool conversation. And I always love talking to, you know, health and fitness pros that understand the value of their health. And because I really believe that there's something about taking care of your health that contributes to the level of your success. And when you're happier yourself, you feel good, you look good, and you have the energy that you need, you're going to perform that much better. And not just that, people want to be around you when you're like that. But when you're out of shape, you're not exercising, you're eating unhealthy, we feel sluggish, people don't want to be around you because they can feel that energy. So it's a very different type of energy when you're taking care of yourself and your own body. And that plays a huge role when it comes to the level of your success. So I appreciate you taking the time to jump on here and just giving another insight to our audience for what you do. And you can definitely tell that you're passionate about what you do and you're excited about it. And you're making a difference, which is ultimately, you know, the most important. So it's like, you got to have fun with what you're doing. But you're going to have more fun when you're actually making a difference helping people. And you can definitely see that's happening in your world. So I appreciate you jumping on here.
Absolutely, man. It's been great. When you're only good at one thing, you just better be really good at it, right? That's all I'll say. Yeah. I might not have the skills outside of like the fitness realm of things, but in here is an area I shine. So
no, absolutely. So what is the best way for someone to get a hold of you? So that way we can get you connected and try some more traffic for you.
Yeah. So social media is going to be the best place to reach. Cody Watkins Fitness, Instagram, Facebook as well, or Cody Watkins Fit on Facebook. But Instagram is my main channel. You'll find me there. And if anyone is struggling with their health and fitness journey, you can DM me on Instagram, freedom24. I'm going to send you, I have a whole training portal built out for this stuff, going over macros, where to start, habit stacking, some of our best internal works. This training's free. You send me that DM, I'll send you the link, get you in there. If you have any questions, you can hop on, message me. I'm an open book when it comes to it.
Cool, man. Well, we'll drop all this information in the show notes. So anyone that's out there listening to this episode, and just look at the show notes, that information, and you get connected with Cody, and he'll get you the information to help get you along your way. So Cody, thanks so much for being here today. And for all you other listeners out there, Simplify.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Creed. We hope you enjoy. For more, connect with us at www.blncommunity.com. That's www.blncommunity.com. We'll see you here next time.